This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, man, let's go, Jaden, bro.
I think you go get those Jaden Daniels jerseys. I think you go get
that. Hey, look, man, I'm about to get one too. You know, get one off for the show, AJ.
That was the Trapper Dive podcast. Adam Schefter was on here in DC this past week, telling fans, go get your Jaden Daniels jerseys. You can feel good about doing that. Now, question we've got for you guys on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. At 800-636-1067. That's 800-636-1067. Is Jaden Daniels, who's in town today meeting with Washington, certainly seems like he's going to be the pick. If you buy what Schefter says, if you look at the betting markets, do you think that all this traction means anything? Have you settled in on the belief that Jaden Daniels will be the guy next Thursday night, and that's who they're taking at number two? Or do you think, in a smokescreen lying season part of this process, that there's no way anybody knows who they're thinking, that this is just kind of the prevailing thought, that groupthink, everyone's following each other, like the herd mentality, to the podium to say it's Jaden Daniels, and for all we know, that Drake May is the number one quarterback on their board. So, Danny, why don't we start with you? Are you buying the smoke?
I am not, and maybe it's because of my bias here. Maybe it's because I've thought all along that it's going to be Drake May, and maybe that's just I'm trying to confirm that in my own dumb brain. But the only precedent we've got with these guys. Now, we'll know more after this draft, right? If it was kind of conventional wisdom and that's what ended up happening, that'll be a data point certainly to kind of go forward, right? But how many free agents did they sign where there was no noise, where there was no sort of preamble, there was no lead up about this team is interested and these guys? None of that stuff happened. The coaching search was a swerve, a 180, a 360, a turn that we never saw coming until they said, hey, we've got to actually put something out here to kind of cushion this blow because everyone's counting on something else. I don't think we know with these guys. And that's kind of what I keep coming back to is even if I'm wrong and it's not Drake May for the sake of argument, right? Even if it ends up being Jaden Daniels, I still don't think we know that it's Jaden Daniels. You see what I'm saying? Like, if they're right, and it's a very reasonable prognostication, by the way, that the stud quarterback, tons of upside, Heisman Trophy winning guy might go second. That's not an insane theory to have happen. But it won't be that everyone knew. It's just they happened to guess right. So I still feel like we don't know.
All right, so let me argue against your evidence a little bit then. You point to free agency, right, and the idea that there were a lot of surprises. I don't know that that's analogous because no one's covering the which player's going to sign for months the same way that we have been the draft and the number two pick. There's so much more digging and intel, right? And there's hundreds of players in free agency to keep tabs on, and almost all of the players that they signed were not stars or guys that were necessarily glued to. But if they were debating between three or four players and we knew that, then we probably would have gotten more intel on them talking to Eckler. Someone would have talked to his agent and found out they were meeting, you know, whatever it is. The better analogy to me, and I think the one that worked, was when you talked about the coaching search, which is very similar probably to the number two overall pick in terms of digging, reporting, how many guys there were. But I guess for me, I still believe they swerved on accident. They didn't end up with Dan Quinn because he was their guy from Jump Street and no one knew it, and they just kept that a secret. They flew him in for everyone to sit on his plane at Dulles. Nikki Javala, I forget where she was flying to, maybe a game or something. But like, she was at the airport,
uh-huh.
And just was like, wait, is that Dan Quinn? Yeah, it is. Going through regular security.
Just
like
a regular guy going through the airport security.
So she's like, hey, Dan, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I just interviewed with the Commanders. Teams do not do that with the coach that they're about to hire. So I still believe, whether it was Ben Johnson or not, you can dive into whatever, you know, other philosophies for the coaching search you want to, or theories. They ended on Dan Quinn. They didn't start there. So I do think that the Jaden Daniels smoke is real. And you said it, you kind of fall back on maybe some of your original thoughts. I'm going to fall back on my original theorem, too. I've always thought it would be Jaden Daniels. I think this is the easiest pick to sell. I think this is the easiest pick to make, Heisman Trophy winner from the SEC. I think this is the pick that will be the biggest needle-moving, party-starting selection on draft night for a new regime. I think a new ownership group, not that they're overly involved in deciphering between the players. You know, they dream about, salivate about a guy like Jaden Daniels, even more so than May. Not to say that a new quarterback out of North Carolina like May wouldn't lead to some jersey sales and some tickets, but it's not the same as a Heisman Trophy winner, superstar out of the SEC. So I've kind of thought it was going to be Jaden Daniels all along. I'm sticking with that. And right now, you got to acknowledge all signs are pointing in that direction.
100%. And that's the part of it that's tough. I don't have great evidence here. My best bullet is they swerved before. Where our one-of-one sample, DeSean Jackson style, is a swerve.
But do you agree they swerved on accident, and doesn't that matter?
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Like, they were not lying to everybody. They just were doing a good job not providing information. But do you agree with my point that they didn't think Dan Quinn was going to be the head coach when that search started and just keep it a secret?
I think that's a good counterpoint. I guess my comeback to your comeback is it was way more of a viable option all along than we thought, right? Like, they – because I'm with you, and it was one of the things that bothered me so much, is you could tell me how excited you are about the hire, that's fine, but please stop pretending that he was their first choice all along. That always bugged me about that part of the conversation, and folks took that to however they wanted to take it, and that's fine. We moved on from there, though. But ultimately, for me, this was like we didn't recognize, you and I, when we were doing the exercise leading up to who their coach was going to be, how viable a threat he was to actually win the gig, right, to take it. Even after all seven other teams went through, had the option to hire Dan Quinn, didn't, move past it, went somewhere in a different direction. Washington was remaining very patient. Then they got spurned by Ben Johnson, and then they moved quickly. It wasn't to the sexy Ravens hires, right? The two of those guys that got jobs elsewhere or didn't. It wasn't to one of the other candidates that we thought. It was the guy that's been around, the AFC South coach that, you know, got to a Super Bowl that time and hasn't had the same success since. We've done that before. We never really thought that was real, and it wasn't until the 11th hour that they had to cushion the blow and let everyone know, no, you guys, this is very, very real. Maybe that's going to happen over the course of the next week plus. You know, kind of that word will come out that it's not the Heisman Trophy. What do you guys think? We need to consider J.J. McCarthy, or, you know, you'll see a story from one of the local guys, or Schefter, or Rappaport, or somebody. Hey, it's a great possibility. Washington really does like fill-in-the-blank type person, or they're considering a trade such as it is. Again, it very well might be Daniels. And that's the other part. I know I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth here. As you said, it makes a lot of sense that it would be that guy. It's just I'm kind of going, the last time I counted on something where it made a lot of sense, it wasn't that guy.
Is there a point to misleading? What would be the benefit for Washington if, in fact, let's just say it's Drake May and they know it's Drake May? There's really no added value or bonus for them to not get that word out. And, in fact, I do think with Dan Quinn, they started to strategically do that to kind of go against the grain, which is why if there's not some swing back toward or push back to, hey, it actually could be Drake May, or, you know, one of the reporters that seems to kind of, you know, push the team side of it a little bit more, whether it's national, local, or whatever, if they don't come out and say, by the way, here's a Drake May story, or here's what they really like about him, I think they did that to test the waters. That was a trial balloon a little bit, like Canary Coal Mine thing, where they said, by the way, the Commanders really love Dan Quinn a few days before he got hired.
Mm-hmm.
Right now they're watching, and they're seeing all the coverage. And it's Daniels. And I think if it's Drake May, maybe they don't care at all that everybody's wrong. But it seems like they would push back a little bit and just get something out there to at least test the waters on how people might feel. Maybe they feel like they already know.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess my point is, if we all know Caleb Williams is going one, who cares? They could come out right now and say who they're drafting. They could get a contract negotiated, essentially. No, nobody can stop them from taking someone. So what would be the benefit to misleading purposefully or not?
So here's my counter to that is they're not misleading anybody. They're not saying anything. Like no, like I think all the noise is outside.
Okay, then let me ask it this way.
Yeah.
Let's say they're not misleading. They're just seeing what everyone's saying and it's not right. What would be the value of not doing some type of correcting? You know, like
which they did for Quinn, in my opinion.
Exactly.
Yeah. So and that's to me that's what might be coming. Right? We're 10 days out and you know, there's no incentive to do it just yet. But, you know, week of or Friday before or something, you might see that story if I'm right. And if not, again, to your point, they may not care as badly about it because it's still a quarterback. It's still a guy that's got a ton of upside. It's still a fresh-faced college kid that was really productive and has. It's easy to sell that too, you know. But I see your point. There's not a ton of incentive, but I just think these guys think weirdly. Like they love their secrets. They want to pretend that they've got like the nuclear football. You know, and they're all in the CIA when it comes to, you know, espionage and quarterbacks and you know, not revealing their hand. And also might potentially, you know, if you do a little bit of a logical chain, might drive up interest in that number two overall pick.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.